practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and truly do thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather together to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. And I trust indeed that you are planning on going to church. Today we're going to begin the program with a song that maybe some of you know and maybe some of you don't know, but I like the song and I think it'll be a blessing to you today. It's simply entitled, All the Way.
God searched for a limit to his love. What should he keep and what should he give up to pay sin's awful price for such a worthless one as I to rescue me? Just how far would
all the way, he came all the way for me, all the way from heaven's throne to Calvary, leaving me just one little step to take. If I believe, then he will take me all the way.
He's prepared. When I arrive, I'll know who placed me there. For my efforts fall so short of the glory of the Lord. He knew they would, so he came on.
That song has a tremendous message because it reminds us that God the Father sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, all the way to the cross, so that through faith in him we might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And because of that, when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we know that as we go throughout this particular life in which we live, there will be trials, there will be difficulties, there will be heartaches. But you know something? We will eventually end up in heaven as Christians because he has promised that he would take us all the way to heaven. We have an eternal inheritance that is sealed in heaven and no one can ever take that away. And so my question to you today, right off, is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Jesus went all the way to the cross to provide salvation for you. If you've never trusted Him as Savior, I would encourage you right now, right there beside the radio or whatever device upon which you're listening to this program, simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. So if you call upon the name of the Lord, as Romans 10:13 says, and if you ask Him to save you, as Romans 10:13 says, then He will save you because Jesus went all the way to the cross for you. And if you trust Him as your Savior, He will take you all the way to heaven. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today, and I do trust and pray that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together with other born-again believers. We would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30. And then, of course, this evening at 6 o'clock, we will be having our evening service. And always in the midweek, on Wednesday night, we have our midweek service with a program at 6:30 for the children and youth, and then our Bible study and prayer time and time of praise at 7 o'clock for the adults. But truly, if we can serve you in any way, spiritually speaking, here at the Faith Baptist Church, we would love to hear from you. You can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry. And so again, if we can serve you spiritually, please don't ever hesitate to contact us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you once again for the great God that you are. We thank you for the fact that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, all the way to the cross, so that through faith in Jesus Christ alone, we might have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. We praise your name for that. And I pray that if there is anyone under the sound of my voice right now who has not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, that today will be the time of salvation for them. And we'll be careful to give you the praise for that. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to provide this radio broadcast every Sunday morning. And I pray that you'll take this program and use it for your honor and glory. You know the need of everybody who is out there spiritually speaking. And I pray that that need will be met today through this particular program. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's another song I think that you'll like. It's entitled Child of the King.
Love.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the book of Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, and I would like to read verses 12 through 14, which is the testimony of the Apostle Paul. Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, where Paul said, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. And now before I deliver a message entitled, "Don't Worry," let's listen to Dr. Al Smith sing a song that he himself wrote a number of years ago entitled, "Have Faith in God."
Do you ever feel downhearted or discouraged? Do you ever think your work is all in vain? Do the burden thrust upon you make you tremble, and you feel that you will not the victory gain? Have faith in God. He cannot fail. Though storms of life your path assail, His word is true. Before the dawning, silver linings shine on God's side of the clouds. All your journey He has promised to be with you. Nothing comes to you but what His love allows. Have faith in God, He cannot fail. Those storms of life your path assail, His word is true, He cares for you.
You can tell that song was written and produced a number of years ago, but Al Smith was often referred to as Mr. Singspiration because he started the Singspiration Music Company. But you know, he wrote over 500 songs and courses. Many of them have not been published. A lot of them have been. But truly, he made an impact upon the world of music for the Bible-believing fundamental church for many, many years. He was a dear friend of mine. And that was one of the songs that he wrote a number of years ago, recorded maybe 30 or 40 years ago. But I thought that I would play it for you today simply because of what I'm going to be talking about today. And that is, don't worry. Let me ask you a question. Do you worry? Well, the fact of the matter is, most of us probably do from time to time. I often say to my wife, I am not worrying, I'm just very concerned. And she says, well, what's the difference? And I would think that there is a bit of a difference, but maybe sometimes worrying about something and being concerned about something is the same thing. I don't know. But you know, as believers, we don't need really to worry. Worry causes all sorts of difficulties. High blood pressure, heart problems, dissension between people. I mean, it can really cause a lot of stress. Well, in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, we have five reasons why we don't need to worry. I want to read this passage of Scripture with you this morning, and then I would encourage you to note these five reasons why we shouldn't worry as I highlight them after I read the passage. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation, that is your patience, be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things," the Word of God says. Think on these things. Wow. That, you see, is really the answer to worry. Now, I don't know if you were able to highlight those five reasons why we should not worry as I read down through there, but let me go back and highlight them with you. First of all, in verse 4, we should not worry because we can rejoice. It says there in verse 4 of Philippians 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." I don't know about you, but I have found that down through the years, different times when I was facing a situation that could cause worry or stress, if I just began to rejoice in God and who He is and what He's done for me, it seemingly has taken away that worrisome attitude. No matter what it is we face, God is in control. So we don't need to worry, but let's rejoice in what God is going to do in getting us through that situation for our good and, of course, for His glory. Secondly, don't worry because the Lord is at hand. Verse 5 says, "Let your moderation," that is your patience, "be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." You see, the Lord is here. The Lord knows, the Lord understands what it is that you are going through. I mean, He is right here, right now. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He literally is in you through the presence of His Holy Spirit. And so He knows what you're going through. He'll give you the wisdom and the strength that you need to go through it. So don't worry. God has it. The Lord is at hand. Number 3, don't worry because you can pray. Verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing." And by the way, that's a command. And basically it says, don't be anxious. Don't be worrisome. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You see, let's not worry because we can pray about the matters that are at hand. Dr. Al Smith, not only did he write that song that we just heard a few minutes ago, "Have Faith in God," but years ago, he wrote a chorus entitled, "Why Worry?" Maybe some of you know it. It ends by saying, "Why worry when you can pray?" I think many of us sort of take the thought, "Why pray when we can worry?" But we shouldn't take that thought. But rather, we don't need to worry about the circumstances in life because we can pray about them. We can take those requests to the Lord and watch Him work out everything that we are facing in such a way that will be pleasing to Him. Number 4, don't worry because you can have peace. Don't worry because you can have peace. Verse 7 of Philippians 4 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." No matter what it is you and I are facing, if we pray, if we take it to the Lord, God gives us that peace that passes all understanding. He gives us a peace that the world cannot give, that the world cannot take away that the world cannot understand. He has a tremendous way to pour his peace upon us when we go through the difficulties of life, if we take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Thank God for the peace of God. And then finally, don't worry because you can think godly. Don't worry because you can think godly. Verse 8 of Philippians 4 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." And that word think means to carefully reflect. And those matters that are listed there, that which is true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report and that is virtuous, those things really put together speak of who God is. It speaks of godliness. It speaks of the positive things that we have from the Lord. And so as we go throughout the storms and the difficulties of life, there are many things that try to bring us down. But let's think positively about the things of God, focusing on that which is true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report and virtuous. And when we do that, it takes away the worry. Yes, it is true, every one of us do have a tendency to worry from time to time. And maybe sometime it is that worry just basically overwhelms us. In some senses, it's a part of life. This world is filled with all sorts of things that present difficulties. In addition to that, we are in a spiritual warfare. Satan would do everything and anything that he can to try to destroy us and try to disrupt us. But we don't need to worry. We can take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. I would encourage you to take some time and meditate upon Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8 throughout the course of today or some other time in the near future. And remember, particularly if you are prone to worrying, don't worry because you can rejoice, Philippians 4, 4. Don't worry because the Lord is at hand, Philippians 4, 5. Don't worry because you can pray, Philippians 4 and verse 6. Don't worry because you can have the peace of God, Philippians 4, 7. And then don't worry because you can think godly, you can think positively, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Now, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you to call upon Him today and say, "Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me," and He will save you. And then as a Christian, don't worry. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Now, go to church today. This is the Lord's Day. I trust that you'll enjoy fellowship with other believers at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. If you don't have a church to attend, visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. Have a great day in the Lord. Have a great week in the Lord. And until I greet you once again by way of radio, I am Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Have a great Lord's Day. God bless you richly.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.